Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we are at Psalm 26. We're going to read the last verses, verses 8 through 12. David prays, "Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, and whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hand are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground in a great congregation. I will praise the Lord." A few summers ago, a friend took my son and me fishing for walleye. And 20 miles out on Lake Erie, our boat was bounced around by three-footers and four-footers as we steadied ourselves to reel in the catches from 400 yards out. We were thankful that we were hit only by the waves and not by seasickness. As much fun as the fishing was, I'll admit it was a good feeling to step off that boat and be standing on level ground. Well, David was a warrior. He knew the sensation of shaky footing, hiking through rocky terrain, climbing up steep hills, sleeping in tents on the hard ground. David and his men felt the stability and confidence that comes when your feet are standing on solid, level ground. Today, you may feel that your life is being bounced around by big waves. You may feel that you are on a rocky climb that is challenging your strength, or on a treacherous decline. With each step, you're in danger of slipping. Accept David's invitation to enter into God's house, the place where his glory dwells. Take a break from the struggle. Close your eyes and invite the Father to calm you, to refresh you, to give you strength for today's journey. Whatever your circumstances, you will be standing on level ground, enveloped by the presence of the living God. Father, I thank you for the glory of your presence. Thank you for delivering me to level ground. Help me to keep standing firm. In Jesus' name, amen.